this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today, we are rebroadcasting a Best of Moments for Missions episode that I hope will be a blessing to you as you listen.
Let me begin this week by saying a Merry Christmas to all of you. Linda and I travel so much that the days go by rapidly, and even in recent times we have been from California to York, Pennsylvania, and then over to Oswego, Illinois in a conference, and then back over to the west side of Pennsylvania, Brownsville, Pennsylvania. God is so good to us, and this time of the year makes me think about the gifts that we have received over the years. Some wonderful gifts. I'm sure as you think about Christmas, you've had some great gifts as well. And we've also had some very unusual ones. When we lived out in the jungle in the Congo, one year, one of our gifts was a bowl full of grub worms out of the palm trees there. And we ate them. And then we had a guinea chicken, one year as a gift. So we've had some unusual ones, but when I think about a gift, my mind goes automatically to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15, where Paul's been talking about missions giving. But at the end of those two chapters, chapters 8 and 9, Paul says, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." A gift that's so great that it's hard to describe it. In fact, God says it's unspeakable, impossible to totally describe it. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, when we think about the gift of God, you can't separate that from thinking about this time of the year and Christmas. And the purpose of God in the birth of any baby is a baffling mystery, but there is a holy, eternal purpose in the birth of Jesus Christ. Why did he come? Who is he? And it's sad that so many people in the world don't have a good answer for that. But John, in his gospel, puts it all into a simple sentence, which has been translated into over 1,000 languages of the world. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Linda and I and our children for many years, we would say it this way, "Car Dieu a tant aimé le monde qu'il a donné son fils unique, afin que quiconque croit en lui ne périsse point, mais qu'il ait la vie éternelle." John 3:16, Jean 3 says in French, it says the same thing. And in Wolof, it starts off in Dahiala Defabuga Edina Bamujohe Domum Jimu Umkip. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." So it doesn't matter what language you say it in, whether it be in English or in French or in Wolof or in Kituba or in Japanese or whatever language, that verse has been learned by people in Christian homes all over this world. And it really contains the marrow, if you will, of the gospel. Luther called it the little Bible. You see people holding up signs at ball games, giving that verse, John 3:16. One of the greatest treasures of the Bible is there. It can be easily learned by heart, but not so easily do we realize its full meaning in our hearts. The whole purpose of missions and missionaries and why we do what we do really does go back to that verse. And I hope that you know Christ as your personal Savior. And when we know that, it gives us a desire to share it with people around us and all over the world.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.